God is present with us. A way for us in this moment to slow down and be present with Him is to slowly take in a few deep breaths and slowly let them out. If there is any tension in your shoulders, in your back, I invite you to try and relax as you take in your deep breaths. This week, I'll be reading from Matthew 13, verses 24 to 30. He put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' So the servant said to him, 'Then do you want us to go and gather them?' But he said, 'No, lest in gathering the weeds, you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.' I invite you to take this moment and think about this parable, to meditate on its meaning, to give time and think through what Jesus is saying through this story. As I read through the passage again, I encourage you to think of questions you may have or still have about this parable and contemplate them as I read through it again. He put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds also appeared. And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds?' He said to them, "An enemy has done this." So the servants said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he said, "No, lest in gathering the weeds you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time I will tell the reapers, 'Gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Why do you think it is that the master asked the servants to wait until both the grain and the weeds had fully grown for them to then be separated? Why would he want them both to grow together? If this parable was meant to help explain the kingdom of heaven, what is it we can learn or gain from the story that Jesus told about the kingdom of heaven? What can we learn about how his kingdom operates? He put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also." And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds?" He said to them, "An enemy has done this." So the servant said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he said, "No. Lest in gathering the weeds, you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, 'Gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Again, I encourage you to take this moment and meditate on this parable. What do you think it means when the master told his servants that he would ask his reapers to gather the weeds first and bind them to be burned, but gather the wheat into his barn? We're not looking for all the answers, and we're not aiming for perfect understanding, but we are awaiting with eyes to see and ears to hear the words of Jesus as he teaches and explains things beyond our own experience. So take a moment and search out his words.